KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 63 degrees. We look for a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. A distracted driver caused a chain reaction accident in Atlantic Thursday afternoon. Atlantic police say Madison Wookie of Red Oak was traveling south on Highway 6 on the west side of town just after 2 p.m. when she reached down to adjust her car radio. As she did so, Wookie failed to notice two vehicles in front of her had stopped while the first vehicle was waiting to turn left into a church driveway. Wookie's car ran into the rear of a Ford Taurus driven by Venus Dreher of Harlan, which was pushed into the rear of a 2004 Toyota Camry driven by Anthony Smith of Atlantic. Dreher suffered minor injuries in the crash and was transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. Smith also went to the hospital and complaining of pain. Police cited Wookie for following too close. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested on separate charges late Thursday night. At around 11:20 p.m., 33-year-old Carlton John Dolph of Villisca was arrested for driving while suspended with seven withdrawals in effect. Dolph was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $566 bond. And at around 10 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Eric Gomez Gonzalez of Red Oak following a traffic stop. Gonzalez was taken into custody on a warrant out of Adams County for driving while suspended. He was also cited for driving without a valid driver's license. Gonzalez was being held in Montgomery County Jail pending pickup by deputies from Adams County. A water project and planned shutdown has prompted a boil order for Macedonia through next week. The city clerk said the water was briefly shut off for the town Wednesday afternoon as part of maintenance to the water infrastructure, which prompted a mandatory boil order. Citizens were being advised to boil their water until 3 p.m. on Tuesday. For more information, you can contact Macedonia City Hall. Donations continue to pour in for the family of slain Omaha police officer Kerry Orozco. According to the Omaha World-Herald, the Omaha Police Foundation had collected more than $150,000 as of Thursday. At the same time, a college fund for Orozco's infant daughter, Olivia Ruth, had brought in $19,000. The college savings account was set up by the foundation and First National Bank of Omaha. Dr. Jack Lewis, the foundation's president, said checks have been coming in from all over the country. The 29-year-old Orozco was working on a fugitive task force the afternoon of May 20th when Marcus Wheeler, a man wanted on a felony shooting warrant, opened fire on police who were trying to apprehend him near 30th Street and Martin Avenue in Omaha. Police Sergeant Jeff Kopitz returned fire, fatally wounding Wheeler, but one of Wheeler's shots hit Orozco, who died shortly afterward at the hospital. The community response to her death began immediately as people expressed grief and support for Orozco, who was also widely recognized for her volunteer work, especially with at-risk youth. Most of the contributions at first were from individual donors, according to a foundation spokeswoman, and now many of the contributions are coming from community organizations and businesses. Next week, the La Vista, Nebraska Volunteer Firefighters Association plans to give the foundation a check for $6,600. The group collected money from its beer tent sales at the city's Salute to Summer Festival over the Memorial Day weekend. An Omaha painting studio is hosting a benefit for the family as well. That business has already donated the registration fees amounting to $1,470 to the Orozco Fund. People who still wish to donate to the family can visit omahapolicefoundation.com and to donate to Baby Olivia's College Fund, visit any First National Bank branch. And fire department officials in Council Bluffs say a $2,000 donation will help them pay for the restoration of an old bell that once tolled for fire calls. The Pottawatomie County Community Foundation made the donation to aid planning for the bell, which will be placed at the city's headquarters station. The bell, which was forged in St. Louis in 1876, was rung when fire calls came in. It also tolled for firefighter funerals. The bell was moved to many locations over the years, but has been in storage for a few years. Fire officials want to restore the bell and place it in a tower. Project estimates range from $80,000 to as much as $120,000. In the funeral announcements, Marilyn Turner Foster, age 81, died August the 10th of 2014. A visitation with her family will be today from 10 until 11 a.m. at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Barbara Stanley, age 82, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Barb Stanley will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Sylvia Witt, age 68, of Griswold, died May the 28th in Omaha. Funeral services for Sylvia Witt will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Omaha. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Donald Cap Arnold, age 84, of Glendale, Arizona, died February 11th. Memorial services for Cap Arnold will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Carroll, age 86, of Elkhorn, died June 29th at the Salem Lutheran Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Richard Carroll will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vernon Nielsen, age 89, of Avoca, died January 27th in Omaha. Graveside services for Vernon Nielsen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Diane Bilheimer, age 84, of Casey, died Wednesday. A funeral service for Diane Bilheimer will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Quanna Warner, age 63, who's formerly of Adair, died May the 20th in Colorado. Visitation for Quanna Warner will be tomorrow from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Lawrence Larson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Christensen, age 88, of rural Atlantic, died April 20th in Arizona. Memorial services for Clifford Christensen will be on Sunday at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Luella Hall, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Luella Hall will be Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Roland Watkins, age 55, of Omaha and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday. Services for Roland Watkins are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.